KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the city of Atlantic said yesterday they will begin spraying on Thursday to reduce the mosquito population in the community. Trucks equipped with a fogger will spray throughout the city from 4 a.m. until 7 a.m. each day, and that'll begin on Thursdays again here in the city of Atlantic. A woman from Cass County was arrested Sunday night in Fremont County following a call about a suspicious vehicle. Authorities say at around 9:38 p.m., Fremont County deputies were called to the 1300 block of Highway 59 for a report of a suspicious vehicle at a demanding farm. Deputies made contact with a brown Dodge Caravan at that location and observed freshly cut catalytic converters and burglary tools inside the vehicle, as well as items that appeared to be stolen from a rural area. The Fremont County K-9 Roby was deployed, and a subsequent search uncovered over 3/4 of an ounce of methamphetamine in the vehicle and on the person of the driver, 34-year-old Lindsay Marie Cottrell of Cumberland. She was placed under arrest for possession of over 5 grams of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of contraband inside of a correctional facility, and possession of burglary tools. Her bond was set at $100,000, with additional charges pending. Deputies are seeking information concerning missing motor vehicle parts, motorboat parts, farm equipment, or a ladder that was stolen in the days prior to June 27th. Page County Sheriff's Office and Shenandoah Police Department assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and K-9 unit in handling that call. The cause of a garage fire in Marnie is under investigation. The incident was reported around 2 p.m. Monday. It took place at 54808 Chicago Road, and according to Marnie Fire Chief Josh Krause, they were able to quickly knock down the flames and extinguish those flames by around 2:25 p.m. The damage was primarily contained to the garage. There were no injuries reported, thanks to the heat and smoke alarms that gave the family time to evacuate. Firefighters from Marnie, Atlantic, and Walnut were on the scene. A fire that destroyed occurred at around 9:10 p.m. on May the 2nd in Page County remains under investigation. The blaze destroyed a home owned by 61-year-old Robert Beach Jr. The Page County Sheriff's Office on Monday said both the fire and death were being investigated as suspicious incidents. Investigators are aware that Robert Beach had purchased a AR-15-style weapon a few weeks prior to the fire. Investigators believe that was a legal transaction, but they would still like to contact a private citizen who sold the weapon to Robert Beach and have them come forward so law enforcement can obtain the weapon's identification information. Investigators are also looking for information from the public concerning the fire and incident, to include anyone who may have been in the area between 10 p.m. on Saturday, May the 1st, and 6 a.m. Sunday, May 2nd. If you have any information, contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. A call in Fremont County Monday evening about a possibly intoxicated driver and a vehicle operating on the wrong side of the road resulted in the arrest of a man from Shenandoah. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says around 5:30 p.m. deputies were called to the area of 120th Street near Randolph with regard to the incident. They made contact with the 2006 Dodge Caravan in the 3100 block of 120th Street near Randolph. The driver, 53-year-old Brian Meyer of Shenandoah, was found to be intoxicated with a blood alcohol content of over twice the legal limit, with 3 small children in the vehicle. Meyer was placed under arrest for OWI third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony, 3 counts of child endangerment, driving while suspended for an OWI, failure to maintain control, and 2 counts of failure to use child safety belts. Meyer was being held without bond pending initial appearance with a Fremont County magistrate. The Iowa Department of Human Services assisted with that case. After nearly 8 decades, the remains of a World War II sailor from Bedford will be laid to rest in Iowa. Graveside services for William David Tucker, who was 19 years old when he was killed while aboard the USS Oklahoma during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, are scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10 in the Bedford Cemetery. Larry Johnson of Parowan, Utah, is a nephew of Tucker and was only 1.5 years old when his uncle was killed.
He was raised there in Bedford. His father and mother was Agnes and William Tucker, and they lived on 201 Grant Street when I was a youngster. We spent the summers up there, most of us kids, you know. and he graduated from Bedford High.
After receiving 3 months of training at Great Lakes Navy Training Station, Tucker was assigned to the USS Oklahoma as a fireman, working up to a first-class rating in a little over a year, and he had been in the service. He was transferred to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on October 1940. Johnson says a twist of fate placed Tucker on the ship that date of infamy 1 year later.
He was supposed to be on leave that day, what I understand. And he traded shore leave with a friend of his, and he just in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know.
Tucker's remains were among those unidentified at Pearl Harbor dead, later buried at the National Memorial of the Pacific at the Punch Bowl Crater in Honolulu. The U.S. Navy launched a program in 2015 to identify and recover the remains of those killed in the attack and return them home. And through that program, Johnson says he and a brother provided DNA to the Navy, which ultimately led to a long-awaited breakthrough.
So the Navy contacted us last October, and they needed these DNA samples to try to get a match. Come to find out that I'm the oldest living relative. The identification was made from the remains in December of 2020.
Johnson says the family decided Tucker's body should be brought home to Bedford and provide a sense of closure his family had sought for decades. The body was recently flown to a Nebraska air base and then transported to Cummings Funeral Home in Bedford. Tucker will be buried with full military honors. He could be the last Pearl Harbor victim laid to rest under the Navy program, which will close on December 7th, the 80th anniversary of the attack. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.